Welcome back, I don't know if I can just call you the Poland team, right? Because you went to more places than Poland. Welcome back the fiery European team. So excited to hear what God did and is doing and will do. And so we're just so excited to praise this morning and worship this morning and just declare his faithfulness, his power, his love, his fire, all that he has and all that he is. So why don't we just pray this morning as we stand. Father, we just give you this time just to have your way. Lord, we want to see you glorified. We want to see you magnified. We want to see you lifted high. We want to see and hear and know and experience all that you are and all that you're doing, Father. We don't have the mindset of receiving a report, but we want to receive you. We want to know you. We want to see your spirit moving among the nations. We want to see your spirit moving in this place. So we just praise you and we lift you up, that you are the one that's seen Jesus Christ, that you're the one that's raised up, you're the one that's noticed, you're the one that's recognized, you're the one that's lifted high. You're the one that's glorified. You're the one that's praised. It's you. And we thank you, Jesus, for today. In Jesus' name, amen. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your part in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing
causing struggles on the way. Oh, what joy our heart can say. Never once did we ever walk alone, carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once, no, we never walk alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. God, you are faithful. That's why we are thankful. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song you've got a lion inside of those lungs.
deserve all of the glory.
forevermore. And every breath I take is for you, and every song I sing is for you, and everything I do is for you, Lord. And anywhere you go, I follow. My life is not my own, it's for my King, the worthy King. And every breath I take is for you, and every song I sing is for you, and everything I do is for you. before your glory and all this for your name and all this for your glory and all is for your name.
All my life. Lifted high. you, Lord. Just want to continue to encounter him. I'm going to read some scripture, and just as, you know, been reading it myself, the Lord's just been just touching my heart that he wants us to encounter him, and we have been. We've been encountering him this morning. And it's in Hebrews chapter 10, familiar chapter in many ways, but it's talking about how, you know, they couldn't solve everything with the blood of goats and bulls. They had to keep on offering sacrifices. Verse 2 says, if they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices would have stopped. For the worshipers would have been purified once for all time, and their feelings of guilt would have disappeared. But instead, those sacrifices actually reminded them of their sins year after year. For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. That is why when Christ came into the world, he said to God, this is Jesus, says, you did not want animal sacrifices or sin offerings, but you have given me a body to offer. And that just hit me in a whole different way this morning. Just about, you know, he calls us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. And he did that first for us. You have given me a body to offer. You are not pleased with burnt offerings or other offerings for sin. Then I said, look, I have come to do your will, as it is written about me in the scriptures. He talks about giving his body, and it goes on, he says, look, I have come to do your will. He cancels the first covenant in order to put the second into effect. For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. That was his will, to make us holy. He wanted us to be holy. He wanted us to be in perfect union, connection with him. Our high priest offered himself to God as a single sacrifice for sins, good for all time. Then he sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. There he waits until his enemies are humbled and made a footstool under his feet. For by that one offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies that this is so. For he says, this is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my law in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. Then he says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices. The Lord is bringing to us a place of, you know, Jesus offered his body to make us holy, and we can walk in that holiness. Doesn't mean we're perfect, doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but there's, as he looks at us, as he connects with us, we're pure, we are holy. He makes us holy. And that there's not a continual need to beat ourselves up over the past, but the Lord comes and just restores and heals, touches our hearts. And I just believe this morning that even as we are worshiping and just lifting him up, that he's just saying, children, I love you. I love you. Receive my sacrifice fully. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Don't walk in the old man. Don't walk in the old ways. Don't walk in those lies about what the enemy says or we say about ourselves sometimes. But he said we are worthy of Jesus offering, coming down and saying, Father, I'm going to come down and offer. You gave me a body so I could offer it. So as we take communion today, I just want us to remember that we are just continuing to enter into that covenant. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't have that relationship, I'd love to talk with you afterwards. We can pray and step into that. But if you do, we're drinking, we're eating life to our body, life to our hearts. We're reminding ourselves of he is the one who made the sacrifice so we could walk in freedom. And so, Lord, I just thank you for your body that was broken for us. It was broken for us, that we might live. Your blood that was shed for us, that we might have complete freedom from sin, sickness, disease, everything that sin brought into this world, all the separation, that we might be restored once and for all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you did. Thank you, Jesus. You're alive. You didn't just do it and offer your body, but you resurrected, conquering sin and death. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we just take these elements, We just do it in remembrance of you and your sacrifice, Jesus. Thank you. We sanctify this bread as your body.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you as we take this juice that we do it as the blood of Jesus, the blood of the covenant, the new and better covenant that Jesus is the mediator of, Jesus the initiator of. He's the fulfiller of it. He will be faithful and true. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you that as we continue to enter in, Lord, that you will pour out your Spirit on us more and more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You offered yourself that we might live. Thank you, Lord. We offer ourselves back to you again, fresh and new. Every time we take communion, every day, Lord, we offer ourselves fresh and new to you. Lord, we want to encounter you, meet with you. Thank you, Jesus. Excited to have our Poland team back, and they're going to be sharing with us. But I just want to encourage and challenge us that it's this sharing isn't about what happened. It's about encounter. The Lord wants us to encounter him. There's so much release these last couple weeks in Poland, but there were 23 nations represented. It's going to the nations. And there are so many people that were touched. And I'll just stop at that. They're going to share. But I was just encouraged. This week was at, you know, our middle school, the Jackson Impact Bible Club that's there at the middle school here that we help with. And there was a young man there that came in and was part of things last year and came in this year. And I was like, I feel like there's something different just in the opening meeting, just sharing whatever. And the youth started sharing as they were teaching and leading. They were sharing what had happened over the summer with the Lord was one of the things they were sharing. And this one young man said, you know, him and a friend of his that this pastor was praying for them. He said, we just started bawling. We just started bawling. And he said it was just that encounter with the Lord, just incredible presence of the Lord. Just you could feel the difference, the change in him, even just this week that God was still touching him. And he said he just encountered the Lord, and that was a new thing for him. And then another person said, well, that happened to me this summer, and I started praying in tongues and stuff, and, you know, just all this stuff. Like, God just is moving. So let's just continue to seek him and walk in his presence. Amen? Amen. And I will have someone watch a video. We have Relentless Pursuit is coming up. Yes. Sweet. So that's going to be October 17th through 20th. There's a lot going on with that, and I assume someone else is sharing about that, so I'll let them play the video first.
Yes, there's Relentless Pursuit happening October 17th to the 20th. I believe flyers were mailed out. There's flyers in the foyer for anyone who wants to take some and hand them out. We have a wonderful lineup of speakers. There is a lunch on Friday, and there's one on Saturday this year. So please look for the details and information. Friday is at the Marriott for the Kingdom Wealth Lunch, I believe is the direction of that. And then Saturday will be another lunch at the JK Home, I believe. And there'll be workshops on Saturday, and so it'll be Thursday through Sunday as always. So we hope that you can make plans for that. Troy has some flyers that he can hand out if you'd like to take some and pass them out to your family and friends. There's also always the digital kind that you can forward. So we are looking forward to relentless pursuit. And it is earlier than normal, so hopefully everybody's caught that by now, that it's the middle of the month, not at the end of the month. And then also coming up is our 24/7 prayer week that is going to be kicking off on a Sunday to the next Sunday. I believe it's the 13th, 15th, 15th to the 22nd. So that will be prayer and worship here. There is evening worship every night, I believe, here, starting at 7 to 9. So also, hopefully, you're able to join in to that as much as possible and plug in, as it's we're coming up to a lot of things in our nation. So we will spend that time praying for whatever the Lord has for us and for not only our body, but our nation and our state. And this Wednesday is the anti-human trafficking prayer call. If you'd like to join us, you're welcome. We meet here at the church at 12 to 1. If you're unable to come in physically and you want to join in for your lunch hour at work, you can do that on Zoom. And so it's always a great time when we get together and lift that up. Okay, from 7 to 9 we're having, okay, there's other worship teams coming in for the 24/7 prayer week, and obviously I believe frontline people, so there'll be worship from 7 to 9 and 2 to 4 that week. Oh, and Glory School is kicking off this week. Thank you for those who have signed up. If you haven't been able to sign up, you're still able to out in the foyer. You can talk to Ashley Z, who is going to be leading the class. Troy also has flyers if anybody needs one. And that is The Glory School by Patricia King. That's been updated from years past when it's been done. So that starts this Thursday, 6:30. It starts here.
Hi, everybody. We're back from Poland and Bulgaria. Thanks for praying. God bless you all. I think the wee little ones are released to kingdom land, and the older ones are going to stay in here and share what God's been doing, so that we can encourage each other and we can increase in, just like Jesus did, in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Amen? I'm really excited. Sorry? Elementary and younger. So those are the wee little ones. So elementary and younger are released right now. And the 24/7 prayer, I just found out about this myself as far as the new teams that are coming in from, I think, four or five different places. And I don't know the names of them yet, but we'll find that out and let you know. So I'm very excited about that. And if anybody could grab me something warm to drink, that'd be great. Just throw a cup of hot water in the microwave and bring it up. That'd be really super. Appreciate that. But we're really glad to be back in many ways. And in some ways, I wish I was still in Poland because I see God's hand moving so powerfully. But I know I'm to be here and glad to be here as well. But I just want to let you know that we're going to be sharing from the perspective that the Lord has shown us, that Jesus is moving powerfully around the earth. And there's a big central meeting going on in the heavenlies in Europe. And with all the many countries in Europe, there are a lot of different things happening. But God's eyes are very strongly on Poland. And we're feeling that not just because we were there, but because of the people that we were talking to and sharing with and what God has been putting on their hearts as well. And it really does go along with what we're doing and what we're standing for. Just basically, a few years ago, I was in prayer and the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm sending you to Poland and Ukraine. Okay, and I love going overseas, love the nations, want to go to every nation, that's my heart. I didn't know what that was going to be about. So now there's this deep, deep love and affection for Poland and for Ukraine, among other nations, but it's really strong. And it keeps spreading me and others to be able to go to many. And up to this point, and you can correct me, but I just asked Ashley, how many have we been to in the last few years, European nations? And she said 13. So if it's a little bit less or more, that's fine, but that's what I got. That's a lot in the last few years. So praise the Lord. We've been going and coming and going and coming. And each place that we've gone, there's been a major, I call it atomic blow up, like a bomb, like poof, that goes off where we're going, and we're working with others, pioneering new places. And it's something new. This is really cool in the last couple of years. When he spoke this to me, there was no war in Ukraine. It was before that. So I was like, oh, okay. So then when that seemed to take root on our way to Africa, I was like, whoa, there's a war. Now what do we do? From that time, we've been in Poland. I've been in Poland with some gals 3 years. It's really strong and powerful. First year was up in the northern part of Poland in a place outside of what's called Gdansk, and that's on the Baltic Sea. It's a very powerful place and very strategic in Poland. And since that time, I've been farther south, down in Warsaw and Krakow. So Krakow, Poland is very significant in God's economy from what we're hearing around the world from people who are speaking and praying into what God's doing in Poland. Krakow is very, very centralized. So I consider it a privilege to be there, to have gone there this past year, or this past trip, I should say. Once we left here, and Ashley and I went to Bulgaria, she's going to share a little bit about that. We were there about 4 days or so once we flew in, and then flew right into Krakow and stayed in that general area for basically 2 weeks. So it was very strong and powerful to be at what's called the Iris Europe camp, which is a little bit about an hour and a half outside of Krakow, and ministered there. 5 different sessions, 3 that were workshops in fiery, holy fire prophetic evangelism is the title I gave it. So there are 3 workshop titles named that, which we'll make known for everybody. They can watch that or listen to it if they'd like. And then several other larger sessions that were for the whole camp. There were about 150 people there, at least 15 to 20 Ukrainians. Thanks to you, we supported 7 of them, because it's not cheap to be able to stay at that camp, so we took care of that, and then others were taken care of. Maybe it's a few less than 20. We will have to check the pictures, Ash, and count the number of people, so maybe 15 to 20, maybe a little bit less. But people that strategically live in Ukraine are coming over for R&R to Poland, and others who work a lot in Poland who are officially from Ukraine, but they're not spending their days in Ukraine. They go back and forth. So it's a mixture of people. After the camp in Poland, we had 3 outreaches. One was back in Krakow for a week with teaching and training in the morning at the base, the Iris Europe base, Iris Krakow base. And we are very close with everybody there in family relationship with them. And then after that, we went to the main square, the city square downtown in Krakow, and we ministered there each night. So there were 4 nights there. So we had training in the morning, and then we went out at night. It was very strong. So we were there for the entire camp, and then it ended at that time. Friday morning they gathered, but we were doing some other things and then flying out to come home. So that's in a nutshell where we went, what we did. But I just wanted to give you just real quickly an idea to ponder, and that is, Lord, what are you doing with Frontline in Europe? The question is, where do I fit? What do I do? I hear about a nice trip. Some have gone before. Mike and Lawrence joined us last year. Jamie was not able to because of James being born. And then the year before that, it was Rachel and Jamie. So we've had this coalition of people going into Poland and out, and there have been significant changes in all of our lives because of that, for the good. Just powerful things that God is using us for generationally, and when we were there this year, that could really be seen even more so. We had great words spoken into us last year at the camp and at the outreach about Frontline and about the way that we roll, the way that we operate. And that was carried again this year. Many people asked how Lawrence was doing, how Mikey was doing, where are they, what are they doing. They asked about my wrist because they saw me in an apparatus last year, a device, some of them. So there was great love that was deposited last year. And then, again, this connection this year was just off the rooftop. It was amazing. So it's like, Lord, what does that mean for us? What do we do? How do we do this? Do we just keep sending funds? Do we send people and hope something sticks? Or do we have a bigger perspective? I believe that it involves both. We have a bigger perspective of what God's doing in Europe now that we're going to share as Rachel and Jamie and Ashley come forward. And also the groupings, I should say the ministries, the movements that are there are escalating. There's one called Europe Shall Be Saved that God somehow got us to. I don't remember how this all happened, but I've been going the last few years to meetings that are strategic with some of the people on our team, our teams, and that they have been in Germany. And Jean-Luc Truschel is the father, so to speak, of that movement. Many people from around the world in Europe and other nations are part of that. Very strong, very, very integral in what we're doing and spending our time doing here, even when we're not physically in Germany. We are on Zoom calls, prayer calls, and making connections for the future, for now and for the future. It's very, very important. And I just also learned of another movement. It's called the GO, G-O, movement, and was introduced to one of the leaders of that movement, and we got to see him at the base, the Iris Europe base, Iris Krakow base, but also I went out to coffee with him the last morning and spent a lot of time, and he's been sending me information, and we were on the phone this morning talking. And he's one of the main coordinators and leaders of this movement for the subcontinent of Europe and from Central Europe and Northern Europe. And he's amazing. We'll show you a picture in a minute. But anyways, like, Lord, all I'm asking is, would you use us? Would you make it clear? Would you make it know? What are we supposed to do? And this involves all of you, every generation. I had a picture during worship of our teenagers and the anointing to be released over them today for worship very strongly. I was ministering a lot to the youth that age, actually, in the square, among other people. But the Lord would use me in groups. So I would see these groups of teens from Denmark, Ukraine, Poland, and they'd kind of be there on a school holiday or whatever reason. And that's what many of them told me. And I would just invade their group and just come into them and go, hi, guys. Hi. Hey, I'm from America. I want to talk to you right now. And they were intrigued, like, who does that? But that was the anointing that God had for me, and that's what I was doing. And many of them gave their lives to Jesus. The same thing happened when we were in Croatia, when we were in Dubrovnik. And Troy was driving the vehicle and up the street, and then God said, turn that vehicle around, just like immediately turn around and go back right in the middle of the road. Got out, spent 2 hours with those teens, and they were 17 years old. They had gone and were part of the Catholic movement and church. And I spent 2 hours, and then Troy and Ashley joined me. And out of the 12 or so that were there, 7 of them gave their lives to Jesus, were healed physically, baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was powerful. And this was a move of God. It's like, I don't understand how that all works, but I know when God's telling me to do something. The fourth day of the outreach when we were in Krakow, I can tell you that Jamie, who was sent on this trip along with us, was used by God powerfully at the camp and also at the base and also on the city square, as well as Rachel and Ashley. But for worship, her voice and the anointing there, what she shared and what she did was reverberating all through the square off of the buildings. And it was so strong and so powerful. It was for the kingdom now, but the kingdom for the future. And it was really a big deal. And I told the Lord that because of so many people being involved, and I like to see people raised up, that I wasn't going to be holding a microphone unless he told me to, very clearly. So I spent a lot of time on the square talking to people from all walks of life, all countries. And then at one point, Jamie, on that last night, was singing and playing the keys, all praise to him, and she's going to share about that in a minute. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, go up there right now. And there was an order that they had, but the Lord said, I'm trumping everything. Go up there. I've heard it and felt it. So I went up there, grabbed the microphone, and released the gospel powerfully over that whole place. And it was what God told me to do, understood by leaders as well. It was just really strong. So it's, Lord, what are we doing? Why are we going? And what can we do here? And that's really what we hope you get out of this. And then at the end, I'd really like anybody who in the teen age group that feels that they have a gift, an ability, whether they're using it here or not, but they want in music, in the music worship or the music area with their voice, with an instrument, or they would like to step into that, like to pray over you and see what God would do. I had that vision during worship this morning, and I asked the Lord, should I share it during worship? I just didn't feel it. So if you're interested in that, you want just prayer for you, for your heart, for your voice, whether you sing or not, if you've been wondering about whether you play an instrument or not, whether you sing or not, if you would like to take another step in what God wants to use and do for you in your life, then we can pray for you. Okay? Very simple, but I just heard that from the Lord. So I'm going to go ahead and begin. If I don't know what actually you're doing. Well, actually, we talked about this, and she said, so you don't have to say that this time. I'm going to give you a rundown, but we've kind of missed each other, so I know generally what we're doing, but I don't know specifics. So Ash is going to start us with a video, I think. Okay, that would be good. I think it's worship at the base. All right, this is, again, not in order. This is, obviously, Ash and I went to Bulgaria for almost 4 days, and then we went to Poland. So this is something that I really want to show you. Well, there is Wojtek. He is an amazing new friend, and he is the one I was telling you about who's from Poland, who is leading and a coordinator within this GO movement of Central Europe and Northern Europe as well that I already mentioned to you. So if you have that video, you can show it. This is at the base. This is at the base in Poland. Obviously, you can see Jamie and Ashley there. And there's also one for for the square. You can get that off of Brian's page if you have it, or one that we had, I don't know. I just want you to see that. And there's also one from the camp, and that will show the 23 nations. The people who, last night I counted, who were in the outreach, some are at the base, maybe 6 to 9 people, and the rest have come in, and then they're going back somewhere. So there were about 27 of us who were coming each night, and we became really close, like a family, even though who you saw there at the base in the morning, which was worship before we shared, it didn't look like a lot of people, but they would come in and out. So there was a lot of worship that saturated this, and then there was a walking out of everything that God had. So.
Praise because you're sovereign, praise because you reign.
This is the square in Poland, in Krakow.
Praise because you're faithful, praise because you're true. Praise because there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. And everything that has breath, praise the Lord. I want to tell you that my God saved my life.
was very, very sick, but I called on the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into my hospital room, and he healed my body. He gave me new lungs. He gave me new lungs. Jesus is alive. He was sent down from heaven 2,000 years ago to do one thing, and that was to lead us to our Father in heaven. And he did this for you. He did this for me. And he took everything that separated us from our Father in heaven, and it was nailed to the cross, nailed to his body. The following year, I was ill again, and he said, come to me, come to me. He touched every organ in my body. Once again, he saved me from death, and he's alive today. He's real. He's real. He's real. I will take everything upon myself for you, that you would know me, know my Father.
I gave you life. Now I want to make you spiritually alive. I want to see you.
You can see all the buildings. This is a very central historic place in all of Krakow that has touched the nations, and there are many prophetic words, as you can see. Look at these buildings and this gathering place. Many prophetic words for a big move of God germinating from there and just escalating out into all of Poland. And so we're definitely part of that. There were angels. Yeah, it was huge. What a privilege to be there, actually, guys. It was just an honor and a privilege to be there. Just, we're all little kids. It's like, why are we there? What are we doing? But God's using us, and it's for strategic things, for these last days, for what God wants to accomplish. Auschwitz and Birkenau were the Jewish concentration camps. Polish people were there as well, and they were Jewish, but there were others who were not Jewish who were there, and the leaders within Poland were taken there. And God wants us to see that we're in the last of the last days, and what Jesus wants to turn around and do to bring many into the kingdom in Europe is starting, had started in this Polish area, in the square and beyond. There's a lot of history to that. We're not going to spend a lot of time speaking about it. Mike is very well versed in this. And when we had a mission training weekend in the spring, I think it was, Mike came and shared his historical knowledge of it. It was really powerful. If we have time at the end, we can do that today, but if not, we'll do that another time, because it's significant for what God's doing in the world. It's significant for what's happening in Israel. It's significant for what's happening in all of Europe. It's significant for what Jesus is doing all around the earth. It's no small thing. So I'm spending the time saying these things to you because I'm exhorting you to begin to pray even more beyond. Pray for our Poland team. Let's pray into what we're supposed to be doing in Europe beyond that. Well, you'll be hearing more about it. It's very, very important. It's no small thing. And yes, we're still going to Brazil. Yes, we're still going to Asia. Yes, we're still going to Africa. Yes. So the Lord is opening up the windows of heaven over Frontline to be able to take part in these things that are extremely strategic. And we believe that many from our contacts will be coming here, some to Relentless Pursuit, they said, and others will be coming other times. And we'll be sharing a little bit more about that. The connections are deep. The connections are strong. There are tears and hugs, and I love you. I don't understand this, but we're family. We need to connect in. And it's really for Jesus, but there's so much affection for these people. I feel like I've known them my whole life. We're going to be sharing about Adam and Anya Weber. Mike and Joe's very good friends. Mike became very close with Adam and Anya last year. And this year with, and Lawrence too, didn't mean to leave you out. I just know that he has kept that up this year, that relationship. Maybe you have too. I'm just not aware of it. But I can say that the relationship we have with them is so strong. It is for the last days, and it's for other countries as well. It's not just for Poland. It's not just for Europe. And they will be coming here as well. And we do have a picture of them, I think. Okay, that's Adam and Anya, and their three children who are dearly beloved ones. And I'm going to call Rachel up to share a little bit about them because I had asked her to, and she's got some information, some facts down, and remembrances from this past 2 weeks and how strong it was, the connection. I felt like these were my own spiritual kids, and they are now for a long time, and that I've known them since the beginning of even the first time that we stepped into spiritual sonship and sons and daughters within Frontline. That's how close we got. It's like, that's crazy. I've only known them some last year and now this year. So I'm going to let Rachel share.
So this is Adam and Anya there, and their three sons are Antek, Stefan, and Joey. And they really pulled into Pastor Mary Pat and our team and Mike and Lawrence, and they just, there's a lot of love flowing back and forth between us and their family. And they invited us over to their house and served us lunch, a Polish traditional lunch, which is an amazing time. So they are a very creative couple that flows with Jesus, loves Jesus. And Adam was a professional French horn player in orchestras around the world. And Anna is a composer. And so they got together and were flowing together, had this three wonderful children, and Anna was an Instagram influencer with moms and kids and leading your kids in creativity. And in 2017, they decided to start a company called Poem Melody, which means power melody. And you guys, you can come here sometime and share it for yourselves. I might mess some things up, but they started this company to create quality materials for children in art and music, and to share that. So they create both physical books and also audio, you know, versions of like books that have audio music attached to go along with the story in the book and things like that. So that's their company. They have people working under them, and they're doing many different things in many different spectrums. One thing they're starting real soon here is they're going to have 70 franchises throughout Poland of people who are going to start parent-child music groups. So for young children, developing them in music. So that's starting, and they're so excited that they have a lot of them are evangelical Christians, which in Poland is predominantly Catholic. So this is amazing that the Lord has brought so many evangelical Christians to come under this and be able to use this as a ministry. And then also their current project that they're believing God for is they're creating a children's storybook Bible that will have audio and an audio version and music along with it and all this stuff. And Anya composes this music, and they create it. And so they are in the process of developing that, and not only for Polish, but they're also, the Lord just told them to translate it into English. So they're going both directions right now, and they're trusting the Lord. They have pre-orders and everything, and they're working on that. So their home is amazing. They're amazing, and we love you guys. Come visit us. So the other thing we want to share about them is that in between the camp week and the outreach in Krakow that we were part of, Adam and Anya have a business house where Poem Melody is based out of a house, not an office building. And they last year had the idea to use the land there. They have a big yard and porch, and to use that as an outreach to the community. And so we were there last year. This year they called it a garden outreach, and we were invited back, and Pastor Mary Pat was invited to share. And so we have a video of that, so give you a feel for it. Dominica and Anya singing together, and that was the first time they'd ever sung together. Holy Spirit just did it through them. It was amazing to them and anointed.
Jesus, all for you. All this is your day for salvation. This is your day for empowerment to Him. I give you myself. I give you my life. I humble myself under your mighty hand. Because you're the King of glory. And I believe that you came for me, that you died for me, that you raised for me, and I will walk passionately with you. I will follow you. You will empower me. Release your fire in the
So that was Sunday night. We had left the camp all together as a group going to Krakow on Sunday morning and then just flowed into that outreach Sunday night. And then we flowed into the rest of the Krakow outreach, which I will talk about a little bit later. But first, I'm going to have Jamie talk about the camp. So we're going back now to the beginning of our Poland trip to the camp.
Yes, the train is going both ways today. How many of you are with me? How many of you are with us? Woo! Good to be back. It was so exciting. Not my first time to Poland, but my first time to the IRIS camp, the IRIS gathering of all of these European countries. It was absolutely amazing just having 23 nations from all over, and then a couple of Americans kind of made their way over the ocean, which was kind of fun. Not just us, which was really cool. But I, just throughout the whole week, there was just a beautiful and tangible, the presence of God was so strong, and there was such an increase and a progression. I mean, even, you know, Rach and I obviously got there a little bit after Rach and, or PMP and Ash arrived, but as soon as we got there, it's just on the onset of worship, we were just right up there like a rocket at about level 100 and worshiping the Lord, the hunger in that place. And, you know, the people that are coming into this camp, the majority of them are full-time ministers. They're doing mission work, and they're out at different bases around the world. But a lot of them are business people. Some of them are entrepreneurs. Some of them are moms at home, homeschooling. And so it's just incredible to see this gathering of hearts that are just on fire for Jesus. So a lot of them coming to rest in the Lord, seek the face of Jesus, encounter him, and not leave the same. But how many of you know that God's always working on a higher level, and he's always up to something pretty cool? And if we're yielded to that and even yielded to the process that we like to get into, he wants us to catch it. He wants us to see what he's doing. And so just one by one, after all the people that I'd gotten to meet, sat down with, got to hear their stories, I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? Connect the dots for me. Help me see, you know, how you're bringing all of this together. What does this look like for me? What does it look like for Frontline? What does it look like for the whole globe? And I just believe that the sense that all of us had by the end of this camp was the urgency for the gospel, because the harvest is ripe. And so while people are getting healed, getting delivered, you know, encountering Jesus in such deep ways, at the end of the day, when you love the Lord and you're filled up with him, you're going to hear his heartbeat, and that's going to be nations, people, the lost. And so it was just building and building, and you could, through the evening sessions, through the workshops, it all ended in the same place as we're all on our journey with the Lord. So it was beautiful to witness that and to be a part of it. And so I just believe, you know, what the Lord was speaking to me. And I want to tell you guys that the people that we were meeting were sharing about Frontline. Like, who are you guys? You know, you're with this team. And a lot of them would ask, well, how long have you been together? I'm 18 years for me. And I'm like, whoa. And just the amazement that we as a family here of covenant relationships have stuck together, and the Lord's added, and it's been so beautiful what God is doing, how he's extending our tent pegs into the four corners of the earth is absolutely amazing. But as I'm talking with people, you know, and we're meeting all these wonderful people that, you know, there's a wonderful picture. We're going to show a video in a second, and it'll encapsulate the whole week and all these amazing highlights and moments that we all had. There was a moment at the end of the camp that Siabunga, who is Dominika's husband, they're the IRIS leaders in Krakow, and he came up and he was praying in the spirit during this corporate time we were all having together. So the whole camp was together for this. And he comes up, and this is about after a time of worship where we're just deep in the presence of God. And how many of you know that the Lord unifies hearts when you're in the presence? The Lord does something remarkable and very special when you're in the presence together. And that's why it's just hard to describe how knit your hearts feel together after being with each other for only a week. So this one session we had, he's up, and he's just praying in the spirit. I've never heard anyone pray in the spirit like that, because it was like he was preaching in tongues. It was incredible. and the fire was being released, and I was in the middle of having an encounter with the Lord, and it was personal, but then it morphed into being what God was doing in the spirit in that moment. And I saw my personal family all girded up in the armor of God, and we're all ready to go, and we're you know, marching behind Jesus, who's on the white horse. His hair is as white as wool. His eyes are blazing with fire, and we're just onward and upward into the darkness. It doesn't look glorious. It's dark in front of us. And as soon as we're just, our eyes are on him, and we're going full throttle, you know, I didn't really see much around me, but there was this lightning that lit up this vision. And as soon as I saw that, it lit up a whole army all around me. And I could see just the body of Christ, the unity, all of us in our armor, following the lion, following Jesus on the white horse into the darkest places, into the places where they're the least of these are. And so right after I said that, Siabunga started talking about it's wartime. It's time to go. It's the army of God is rising up. And he started, they went into a time of commissioning, you know, many of these nations. Bring up the Germans, bring up the Czechs, bring up the Polish. And we just were praying over all of them, what God is doing and, you know, how they're being sent out. And later we found out that just a beautiful woman was interpreting his tongues, and literally everything I saw in my vision, she wrote out what she heard from the Lord and what Siabunga had been saying. So all of that, you know, by the end of the week, just seeing everyone commissioned into the harvest field was so awesome, and I was deeply, deeply touched. And what I was going to say was, when we were telling them about Frontline, we were saying, you know, this family that we have here, we raise our families together. We're in it, in the good and in the, you know, stretching, I'll say. In the stretching moments, we're with each other, you know, and we lift each other's arms up. And it was such an honor to be able to express that to people from all around the world, that our family here, which is also around the world as well, this is who we are. And their eyes were just so, so locked and so touched and blessed by that. So let's watch a video of there's Siabunga, that's Dominica's husband. He is a powerhouse. He's South African. There's his beautiful wife, Polish. I feel like she's my Polish twin, seriously. I love this girl so much. You're going to meet her one day and Siabunga. So let's watch this video. Just highlights and beautiful times with the Lord in the presence.
Is he worthy of a hallelujah? Is he worthy of the highest praise? Is he worthy of the glory?
There's Miltari. He was there as a speaker. They brought speakers in, not just Frontline, to come in and impart and minister to all those that were gathering for the whole week. Frontline was obviously part of that lineup. Just see yourself as one that is going to be preaching into the nations and interceding for these places and these peoples that are going. And see yourself there as well. This is who we are. This is just a beautiful Ukrainian girl. Just look at her being filled with the joy of the Lord, and a group here being encouraged, just feeling like, oh, you know, and the Lord filling them up. It was amazing. It was amazing. Mixed in with worship teams. None of us practice with each other. We're all from, like, what, 10 different countries? And we're going to be on a team together, by the way. And these kids are, all of us, adults, young, old, whatever, just together worshiping and going for it. It was amazing. When you have kindred spirits, it just makes the difference. And you're one in the spirit. To so many people that felt a connection with us and, you know, want to know what the next step is. Where do we go from here? want to see us in Germany, want to see us in these other nations, and they're all saying goodbye. That's the whole group that was there for the whole week. So amazing.
So from there, we were able to go and take that fire and everything that the Lord had already deposited in our hearts and go to Krakow onto the streets. And you guys, Pastor Mary Pat already explained that in the morning time, there would be time at the base, at the Iris base, to impart to the group that was there with us. And Pastor Mary Pat was able to impart every morning and, you know, worship and prayer in that. But just imparting about ministering prophetic evangelism, how to minister deliverance, how to walk in faith with the Lord, and all the things that the Lord has deposited into us through everything that he's already taken us to in all the nations, and everything that he's built in us, being able to then pour that out, you know, to others who want to be able to go forth and share Jesus, and, you know, that's their heart. They want to be used in mission, so being able to come under, you know, Dominica and Siabunga and help them, support them in that, and pour out to these people who want to be used to share the Lord. And then at nighttime, we would go out to the square, as you already saw that video, and just proclaim him for several hours every night. And we each have testimonies of being able to share with people, you know, in the crowd while things are happening on the microphone. The rest of us would be going out. And it's an amazing opportunity because there's people that visit that square from all over the world. So you talk to people. I talked to people from Saudi Arabia and India and just so many different places. And we each have stories of how the Lord used us and used the whole group that was there. And Pastor Mary Pat, as she said, she was able, especially one night, just on fire, going around to different groups of young people. And the people that were a part of the outreach team got to see that happening and were, you know, gathered around listening and learning and just being able to catch that fire and then, you know, share that as well. So we do have a video of that. And then also in between all of this, we're living and functioning as a group. So the Lord is developing relationships, you know, between us and them and all of us together. So it's not just Adam and Anya that I shared that the Lord connected us with. There's several more that really connected in heart and that we love and feel a future connection with. And yeah, so that's what happens when you live, worship, minister, and eat together. So here's that.
Set at liberty
those who are bruised.
Those who are bruised.
And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
One of those groups we were talking about, everybody getting saved. She got saved too.
Confiar na Jezusa za nas.
That allows us to be forgiven of sin.
To sprawia, że może nam być wybaczone za nasze grzechy.
And when our sin is forgiven, there is nothing separating us from God.
we first got to the camp, this one man came up to me, and his name is Karsten, and he had an interaction with Mikey, and I'm not sure if Lawrence was part of that or not. I can't hear you. Lawrence and Ashley? Mike. And Mike. Okay. Anyway, he shared about that, and that he was really touched. Apparently, he wasn't born again. So after the camp, because of that, he got saved, and he ended up going on a mission trip, going overseas. And he's from Germany, and where did he end up going? Zambia. And so he was used mightily in Adam's life this year, and also different things that he helped me with personally in ministry. So we watched the Lord. He had this all planned out last year. We didn't know this. And just to watch God's hand was just almost more than you could take, because it was just constant connecting the dots, as we heard earlier. Very last day that we were there at the camp, and before we went to Krakow, and he was demonized. And he's 17 next week, but he has the body really of about 11-year-old. And he was not happy at all when his parents were parents of six, and they brought him in to receive prayer. He had been there last year and came in and visited and received some prayer. I think they said from Heidi, but they didn't go into any detail. We went into a little more detail with him, and so it was very interesting during our worship time at the camp. But I'm going to show you the end of it, which is really good. So if we can show that. His name is Bogdan right here. And go ahead and play that. He was not touchable. He was not huggable. He was not happy at all to have any kind of connection in any way. So this is what the power of God did. It was a very big deal. Yeah. And this young man, we believe, will be fully freed. And he had some issues. But we had the same color T-shirt, but there was such a powerful release that I wanted you to see something as a result of something you don't even need to see, because it wasn't fun and pleasant. But it was definitely the Lord saying, what will you do for this one right now? In the middle of different nations being called up for prayer, in the middle of high worship, in the middle of all this great stuff going on within the four walls. And then this happened. So I wanted you to see something positive there at the end, even not knowing all of it from the beginning. You don't need to. But isn't that cool? So the Lord was touching someone who was untouchable prior to that. So I just want to give a big cheer for Jesus for that. Yeah, very big deal. I don't know, Ashley, if you have anything else that you're sharing back there. Any other pictures, videos, anything? I don't know. Yes, I'm wondering if there's anything else dealing with Poland, though. Is there anything else that you have, picture-wise, or anything? Oh, okay. These are the ones. This is the last night. You can look up there and see that. I think there's about 27 or so there. And so they were in and out. Some people, again, weren't there each night, and some people were not part of the camp. And some people were not at the base in the morning. But then they showed up, which was really cool. Many of them are. So these are all of our new friends, many of our new friends. And we've received many invitations to go to various countries since this time. So we'll see what God's doing, because he's definitely expanding us. So we just praise God. And we know that he's telling us where to go and what to do. And that involves all of you. And we really felt that the young ones who were at the camp, they're watching this as their normal. It's just normal for them, just like it is normal for young people here to have what we think are longer services in America, which they are compared to other churches, and the freedom that's here, that the Lord is saying, this is what you're growing up in, so this is what I have for you, which is really powerful. Ben Atkinson, right as I was flying home on Friday night, I think it was maybe Saturday morning by the time I got it. No, actually, that's not true. It was right before we got on the plane. We were in Germany. And Ben texted me, and he said, I had a dream with you in it, and you were preaching the gospel, and I don't know any more details than that, to teenagers and 14-year-olds, 15, I don't know the exact ages, to teenagers. And so I just said, well, we just had a lot of that going on in Poland, and he knows about Dubrovnik too, I think. And so I don't know any more details. And I said, if it's anything else I need to know before I get on the plane, let me know. So that was a little unusual for Ben. But when he gets, not in dreaming, but he had a dream specifically about me knowing that we were overseas. So I know that that means to me that it's not just me. It's all of us. And the Lord is saying, I am going after the teenagers. I'm going after the youth. I'm going after the people where you are, not just overseas, but here. So see what I'm doing and sow into that and do what you're supposed to do. And let's go for it, because people are going to be saved, healed, and delivered. We were told that the gospel of the kingdom that we are releasing is authentic, and it's true, and it's strong. It's not wimpy. It's not greasy grace, but it's right there going into, you want something authentic, you want something real, you want the real deal, you want to know God, you want to have a connection, you want to be able to actually talk to and hear from the God who gave you life, this is it. And these young people, it didn't matter what country, their eyes were big and they wanted this. This was what they were looking for. They didn't want anything that looked churchy, looked kind of weird to them. They were in that place of, a lot of them, of rebelling, because it's like, I don't like that. There's nothing here for me. And so they were responding to the authentic gospel, which is really cool. And that's what I believe he has here. It's not always bells and whistles and lights and streamers and all kinds of things. It's definitely, because that wasn't going on when I went up to these individual groups. Yeah, we had some music. But it was just meeting them where they were and saying, when I was your age, I didn't know God. I didn't know Jesus. I didn't even know I needed to know Jesus. I just went through all the things. So I basically told them, in a nutshell, a little of my story when I was back, you know, so many years ago. And obviously, I'm not their age, but they still received. So the point is, when we're authentically giving the gospel, the word of God, with fire, with authority, and extreme joy, God's preparing people to receive, no matter what their age. So it's really cool. Amen? So, Ash, if you don't have anything for Poland, anything else, then you can come up. Is there anything? Anything else? Jamie, Rach, if there's anything else, come on up before she comes up.
I did just want to let you know that there are several people we met last year that have been watching our live streams over the years. So they recognize Jamie, you know, and from the live stream. And so that was cool. People are connecting. They love what's happening here, and they can tell they can feel the fire and passion of God. So that's it. The picture that was up before the group.
I don't think I've seen this picture. The one before this. That's okay. This group, I think, is Denmark. These guys. When I first went into their group of these teenagers, I gave them a lot of stuff. They gave them the gospel. And guess what? All of a sudden, they said, hey, we got to go. Take a look at these guys. Okay. We got to go. I could relate to some of them because I was the one that would make fun of people in my religion class because I was so frustrated because nobody could answer my questions, I thought, at the time. And I told them that because they were jiving. I was jiving with them back and forth, and they were just cutting up left and right, and it didn't bother me. I wasn't annoyed. It was just like, I understand you. I get it. But they left right when we were ready to pray. Oh, we got to go. Bam, 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 bam. Off the door they went, or off the grid they went. And so I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I know you want to save these guys. Would you bring them back? And that was it. And then I went about doing things. And it was about 10 minutes later or so, and they all came back with more. It was amazing. And they said, I walked up to them. I said, hey. And they said, hey, we came back. I said, I see that. That's really good. Well, let me tell you a little bit more. And so we gathered, and there were more people around the outside of them. This was a picture that we grabbed hands. All these guys gave their lives to Jesus after going and coming. And Jesus brought them back, not me. He brought them back. T- to hear more of the truth. Is that cool? You know, and I mean, really, it was like so cool. So they got saved, and it was amazing. And I didn't say anything to them about healing. Maybe they heard some of what I said from the front. I don't know. I don't know about that, because these are guys who were just interested in having fun. And so this young guy, I'm not sure which one there, you guys can figure it out, he had something going on in his leg, and he was going to play professional soccer, as I understood it. And he had something going on in his ankle. And he said, he came to me, and he goes, can you pray for me? I wasn't speaking about Jesus being, you know, the great healer, and I can pray for all of you right now. I wasn't going into that. I was shocked. And he goes, can you do that? Can you pray for me right now? Because he felt the faith. He felt the love. He felt accepted. He felt like something's going to happen. And I said, well, yeah. So I put my hands down here and then grabbed his arm. And we just started walking all the way over to the side of one of those buildings on the left. And I said, so what are you doing? How are you feeling? And he said, well, it's feeling better. It's not all gone yet. But I know God's going to finish it and it'll be done by tomorrow morning. I didn't tell him that. That came from the Lord, not from me. It was like, man, that's cool. Isn't that awesome? So praise the Lord for that. Those are the kind of things you want to hear. The anointing was so strong. And then Dominica, or Dominica, as some say, she speaks about herself. So you may hear Dominica, not Dominica. I call her Domi. But anyway, she sent something out to our team this morning. And she said that there are still many angels around there. There's this sense of presence still there, and I was able to respond and add my voice as well of what I could see. But thank you guys for praying so much. I know there are angels. We're angels there because of you. I know there were healings and salvations because of you. I know that we were going in the glory of God because of you. You had our backs, and we were praying for you here too. It means a lot. So thank you. It's no small thing. So Ash is going to tell you about Bulgaria. And then we're going to, Jamie's going to close with that same song. How many of you like that? Let everything has breath. Praise the Lord. I mean, Caleb was singing it. So Jamie's going to get her team up here ready, and she's going to sing that. And I'm just going to ask that anybody who wants to play, and I'll include anybody who has something for, would like to play an instrument or would like their voice to be stronger. They want something to do in the singing and also the worship area and also in any kind of instrument playing. You can come up here. That would be great. And it was teenagers at that time that I was asking for. If there's any, you have a middle school class now, right? Right? Okay, there's four in that class. So any of you four that want to jump in there. But the little ones out, no. So the high school, and then anybody, those four can come up, and we're going to just pray while Jamie sings this. Okay? It's not going to be weird. It's just going to be, hey, I just want more. And then we're just going to pray over you really quickly. So, Ash.
Amen. So to start off and catapult this whole adventure that you've heard about, Pastor Mary Pat and I actually had a chance to go to Bulgaria and attend the Awakening Wind and Fire Conference. So we have fire and wind, and they had the wind and fire. And so just being able to jump in and seeing all the hungry hearts in Bulgaria, if you can just keep flipping through the pictures there. But the people just had a heart and desire. There was a lot of it that was in Bulgarian. These are the pastors, if you jump back real quick. The pastors Maxim and Teodora Asanova, and so they're the pastors of this Awakening Church that hosted this conference. And so, again, just seeing their hearts to desire to see Bulgaria set alive, to see Europe set alive. They're just going after what the Lord has. Their hearts are hungry as pastors. There are a lot of different speakers. I know for some of you, if you've heard about them. Georgie and Winnie Banoff, John and Carol Arnott, Bill Johnson, Jeremy Riddle led the worship, which was extremely powerful. But the Lord actually had things set up for us that we didn't even know about. So if you just stay on that picture for a little while. The first day that we were there, I was, you know, just walking around seeing where we're at. And I'm walking up the street and see this wonderful young woman. And I'm like, Marta? is that you? This woman we had met last year at Poland, the last day of the camp, and really connected with, and we've been connecting with her over this year, and I knew that she would be in Poland the next week, but lo and behold, she was actually in Bulgaria at the conference as well. And so it was just an incredible, like, God divine moment, running into each other on the street. We laughed about it for the rest of the time, like, until we left. I was flying out from Germany, and we're laughing on the phone. I still can't believe that we just met on the street. But the Lord had it all set up for us to really spend time with her and just continue to ask the Lord what he has for us, what he has for her, how we continue to stay connected, because we all have a heart together, and we have a heart for Europe, to see Europe saved. So it was an incredible time just to be able to have that. So then if you go to the next... Yes, she is hoping and desiring to be able to make it to Relentless Pursuit this year, so we can continue as a family to pray into that as a spiritual daughter now of Papa Bill and Mama Mary Pat. And so just being able to see her heart and hunger. And again, then during the camp in Poland, she was connecting with so many different people, connecting with us, seeing how she can continue to see the church grow and revival be brought to Europe. So that's been pretty incredible. But I just wanted to show this video clip real quick of just, these are the hungry hearts of those in Bulgaria, the young ones, of just desiring to see the Lord come, to receive the fire, to be able to go out. So this was actually standing outside of the conference doors before they opened it up for the session. It was probably like the third day or something like that. But we're all just standing out there, just having a heart of just eagerness to worship the Lord together. So go ahead and play this video. So you just have a mix of everyone like singing out Yeshua, Yeshua, and worshiping and praising his name, and then also have the mix of everyone trying to push in as fast as they can to be able to get inside the door, but just being able to see like the Lord's outpouring in Bulgaria of just continuing to increase his army in this place. They actually had the ribbon cutting the Sunday of the conference for their church that they had just refurbished. And so again, just seeing the Lord continuing to increase and expand and bring more and bring more. And so it was incredible going from that and then flying into Poland to then being with 23 different nations and seeing the Lord continuing to bring that catapult. It kept building and building all the way to what you've heard about what happened at the square. And so just seeing the way that the Lord's been increasing this, and he's going to continue to do it. It's not just that, oh, it was just this trip is catapulting, now we're going back down. It's no, the Lord is going. We're increasing. We're accelerating further for what the Lord has. And so just being able to have that release of worship has been incredible. That was everything that was released in this time through word, through intercession, through worship, was so powerful and so anointed. And so just being able to see that. So we want to be able to release that over you as Jamie comes up, to be able to sing out praise and just be able to have those that want to receive more to be able to step into that.
And while that team's coming up, just wanted to say, I think it might have been shown a week or so ago, that I was able to connect personally one-on-one with John Arnott from TACF, Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship, and tell him thank you so much for what you've done for the great revival in Toronto. We got to be part of it for many years, and I told him what we did, who we were, and he was so kind, so loving. It was so beautiful. Thanked him and his beautiful wife, Carol, but who wasn't there at that moment when I was talking to him. So I think pictures were shown before a couple weeks ago. But anyway, it was really personal, and I told him we've had a soaking center, a TACF soaking center, that started in our house, ended up over here. And he goes, you know, that's just kind of waned, and I'd really like to see that come back. And we should do that. We should do that online. And I said, why don't you do that? And I said, we can jump into that as well. So that was really fun. And the same for Georgian, was able to share some things specifically with him and go down and minister, watch the ministry. Actually, I wasn't ministering with Georgian and Winnie to the gypsy pastors that were from the area in Bulgaria, because this was Georgian's home country and home place, Sofia, where he had come from. It was very cool because it was communist at that time. He was a communist kid, and he's got a lot to say. So those two things, we tried to get to Jeremy. We were able to give him a really beautiful gift, but we weren't able to talk to him individually. So if anybody wants to come up here, this is not just, we can lay hands on you real quickly, and we're just going to pray for you if you would like to have anything released over you for worship, okay? Worship or just how you're feeling in your how you're feeling in your own desires for singing, as I said before. So just come on up here. Just gather real quickly, and we're going to sing this. This is the end of our service, and we just love this song, and we're going to worship to this. I just want to lay hands on any of the youth, any of the middle school or high school who would like to just have another impartation for what God wants to do. I want to see more of you up on this stage, more of you involved in worship, more of you stepping into what God has. In Jesus' name, in any way, even if you're not playing guitar, you're not singing, you're not doing anything yet, and whatever you're doing in any other area for Jesus or in whatever area, if you just want an increase for yourself, that would be great. For something else, that's okay too. That's a good thing. So let's just go ahead and play this and come on up. Anybody else, high school or middle school? In Jesus' name. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Woo-hoo. And the rest of us, let's be on our feet. We're going to worship. Pastor Bill and I are just going to pray over these guys just for whatever God wants to do for their life. Amen? Amen. And you guys can be singing this song too. This is what Jamie was singing all through Poland, which is really cool.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. A praise in the valley and praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure and praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered and praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water my enemies drown in. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise. Praise is a weapon, it's more than a sound. My praise is the shout that brings Pharaoh down. Oh, as long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise 'cause you're sovereign. Praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater.
bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time. We worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for the release, oh God, right now, of your mighty spirit in this place. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you for touching these young ones. Thank you for touching the older ones. Thank you, God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen.